Greece is sending three ships to help those thousands of migrants sleeping rough on the island of Lesbos after fire destroyed their overcrowded camp. Families have been sleeping on roads, in fields, car parks after fleeing Moria camp, which was destroyed by fire on Tuesday. About 13,000 refugees have been living there in squalor, and aid agencies are now warning of a looming humanitarian catastrophe, with dozens of migrants recently testing positive for coronavirus. I've been speaking with Faris Al-Jawad from Médecins Sans Frontières.
Hi.
Just describe the situation there in Lesbos right now. So many thousands of people now homeless.
It's a devastating scene, quite frankly. I just came back from our clinic outside the burnt camp. And of course, on the way in and out, you're just seeing, you know, countless people living or sleeping on the sides of the roads, in bushes. It's very upsetting. There are children, babies, pregnant women, and it looks like something at the aftermath of some kind of catastrophe, and indeed, I suppose it is.
So where are people actually sheltering now?
So many people, or the vast majority of people, are sleeping on the streets or, as you mentioned, in car parks, in bushes on the sort of outskirts of the official camp that has been burnt to a crisp. and indeed, along that road that leads from the Moria camp all the way up to a certain part close to the Mytilene town.
So what was actually burnt? How did it start? What help us understand exactly what happened.
It's not clear how the fire started, and of course we were not there to witness who indeed, or if it was by somebody, started the fire. But what we can say is that the blaze ripped through and gutted the vast majority of the camp on the first night. And on the second night, while I was actually inside the wreckage, we saw smoke billowing from another side of the camp, and quite soon two new fires had erupted. And those who had returned back to the camp with those who perhaps still had some shelter left or collecting belongings all started pouring out again when the second fire hit the second night. So the vast majority of the camp is burnt, and the vast majority of people have obviously fled as a result.
And so are the Greek authorities investigating at this point, or is it still such an active disaster zone that's not possible?
For us, it's not necessarily the most important thing to investigate how the fire was started. It's more important to deal with the clear humanitarian crisis on the ground. There has been a lackluster response thus far, too little, too late. And quite frankly, everybody who is who had been living in Moria camp needs to be accommodated in a safe space as absolutely immediately. And that can't really be on the island. It needs to be on the Greek mainland in safe accommodation, or indeed actually other EU states.
The Greek migration minister has said that tensions had been running high in the camp because of a 15-day quarantine that had been imposed after a migrant tested positive for coronavirus last week. There's been a lot of reporting around this in terms of how the fire may have started, and I can tell you're being sensitive in describing any of that. But can you give us a picture of how high the tensions were?
I mean, that's putting it really mildly. The tensions have been running ever since the EU-Turkey deal was struck in 2016. And every year, MSF have witnessed through our medical practices the situation deteriorate to a place of breaking point. And I was here in 2018, 2019, and I can tell you that I didn't think it could get any worse. In the last 5 months, we've seen through our medical practices, specifically through our mental health projects with children and adults, the deterioration of our patients as a result of the restrictions of movement, which then turned into a full down quarantine. People were exasperated and have been for a long, long time. And at the end of the day, it's this policy of containment and trapping people in inhumane conditions that is the is the cause, and this is the consequence.
Obviously, that minister has said that the fire was started by asylum seekers. There's reports that some of the refugees are being held by police. What do you make of all of that dimension to this?
It's completely the wrong way to assume that the problem here is the migrants who are trapped in inhumane conditions. They're not the problem. The problem is the policies in which contain people in inhumane conditions, in unhygienic conditions, without access to proper services, without access to dignity, without knowing when this nightmare is going to end. If you put anybody in these kind of conditions, people will act in different ways. It's just not okay to put the blame on, you know, thousands of people who are escaping war, who are escaping violence, who have come to Europe to seek asylum, and on that journey have experienced horrific traumas that you and I could probably never imagine, and then are now being re-traumatized by a policy that keeps them stuck in horrendous conditions. This is the focus. This is what we should be focusing on.
It's been reported that something like 35 people in the camp have tested positive to coronavirus last week. Is there testing going on? How real is the concern about COVID-19 amongst this group of people that, from the sounds of it, have nowhere really to go other than the portion of them that can go to these ships?
Well, I mean, there were 35 confirmed cases being isolated in a shelter by an NGO. When the fire ripped through the camp, that area was also blazed apart. So, of course, those who were being isolated there had to flee for their lives. They dispersed within in the crowd. And, you know, quite frankly, MSF had a COVID-19 facility that was functioning in place for isolation, for testing, and for such an outbreak, that were forced to shut it down for urban planning authorities, then there was not a full comprehensive response plan in place. And before that could even be put in place, this fire took hold of things. So let's remember that also within this population of thousands of people sleeping in the streets, there are over 200 people who are specifically at high risk to COVID-19 because of their age or underlying health conditions, and, you know, countless more who are vulnerable because of other health problems. So again, putting people in shelters or other structures that are similar to Moria or ships is not really the answer for a long-term solution. The only solution is to put people into safe accommodation on the mainland. And other EU states need to step up and to also, help put some of these people in dignified conditions.
Faris Al-Jawad, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Faris Al-Jawad is the communications manager with Médecins Sans Frontières there in Lesbos.